Pop culture often receives blame for boundaries of behavior being stretched to new limits, seeming to contain less civility, less respect, less about us, more about me. As an impressionable child of the 60s, I remember our youngest inaugurated president, John F. Kennedy, as an inspirational hope for our nation. Years later, I returned to consider his words, even if the president himself may not have attained the perfection I then assumed. In comparison to today's leaders boasting of individual accomplishments and promises of what they will do, hear this call to work and serve together from Kennedy's 1963 speech on human rights. I am asking for your help in making it easier for us to move ahead. Legislation cannot solve this problem alone. It must be solved in the homes of every American in every community. As President Kennedy claimed instruments of war have outpaced instruments of peace, his virtuous inaugural address not only requested Americans to ask what they could do, he also challenged, "My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man." That address concluded, "With a good conscience, our only sure reward, with history the final judge of our deeds, let us go forth to lead the land we love, asking His blessing and His help, but knowing that here on earth God's work must truly be our own." Over 60 years later, what will it take for us to move ahead? Thoughts to consider for 2 minutes more.